Flanders call this place the land where the sun shines not, but the natives prefer to call it the land where the sun shines every now and then. Or, well, it shines about 7 or 8 hours a day, give or take, but the Outlanders are never here during that time. You see, that's the problem. The trains don't come here during the day. They, well, the natives are actually rather nocturnal. So, well, you'd understand why the trains don't come here during the day. It's because the natives don't want to be woken up. But Outlanders still have a very skewed perception of what goes on here, because 7 or 8 hours of the day, it's actually quite very, very pleasant around here. The climate is rather nice, and we don't get very much rain, although we do get it a little bit in the spring, but it's kind of refreshing, really. We don't get too much rain, just enough, and we never get any snow, but, well, there was that one year, eons ago, when the sun, well, you see, back then, the sun really didn't shine around here. Maybe that's why the Outlanders call it the place where the sun shines not, because it originally did not. Well, I don't know about originally, that was long before I recorded history, but it could be assumed that originally the sun did not shine, because, well, back then it didn't, and, well, now that I think of it, at around that time, most of the earth was covered by perpetual darkness, but the sun still did not shine, so when I think about it, that's probably not why they called it the land where the sun shines not, but it is probably the train thing. But when the sun goes down in the land where the sun shines not, which you'd think would be all the time, but it's only, well, it's during the summer, about 6:30-ish. When the sun goes down in that land, unspeakable things happen. And you'd think, you know, that's probably why they're nocturnal around here, because if you were asleep at night, those terrible things would, you know, happen, but you wouldn't be around to witness them. So people kind of stay awake, so they know what's going on. In fact, the crime rate has dropped significantly around here since people started adopting that method of sleep. But, well, unspeakable things still happen. Like, last weekend, actually, my friend, he was mugged by it was rather dark, you see, because, you know, it happens. That's probably why unspeakable things actually only happen at night, because it's very dark and it's hard to really see the perpetrators. And so my friend actually did not, he didn't get a face, but it was unspeakable. He was mugged, you know, I've said too much. Go away from this land and come back around 6:30-ish, maybe 7, because some people still...